Well, good morning and welcome to St Luke's. Today is the fourth Sunday after Pentecost. Would you please stand as you are able as we sing our opening hymn, All Things Bright and Beautiful. We gather this morning, I need to tell you that Barbara Utting, a long-term member of our congregation, died last week. Her family requested a private funeral service but planned to hold a memorial service at St Luke's sometime in September when all the family are back from overseas. So we give thanks for Barbara's life and pray for her family at this time. Let us pray. Gracious God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we thank you that you receive Barbara by baptism into the family of your church on earth and granted her the gift of eternal life. She ate with us the bread of life and drank from the cup of salvation. We thank you for all your goodness to Barbara. In Christ our Saviour. Amen. Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for Jesus' sake will find it. Let us pray. Gracious God, we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. We pray that as you raised him from death, so by the power of the Holy Spirit, we may give the new life, live a new life to your glory, knowing ourselves be dead in sin, but alive for you in Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Please be seated. Thank you, Father, for making yourself known to us and showing the way of salvation through faith in your Son. We ask you now to teach and encourage us through your word, that we may be ready to serve you for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
A reading from the letter to the Romans. What then are we to say? Should we continue in sin in order that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who have died to sin go on living in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in death, like his, we will certainly be united with him in the resurrection, like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be destroyed, and we might no longer be enslaved to sin. For whoever has died is freed from sin. But if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death that he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you must also consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. For the word of the Lord.
Please stand as you're able as we sing our next hymn, Amazing Grace. Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said, "A disciple is not above the teacher, nor a slave above the master. It is enough of a disciple to be like the teacher and the slave like the master. If they had called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more would they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground unperceived by your Father. And even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. Everyone, therefore, who acknowledges me before others, I also will acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before others, I also will deny before my Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's foes will be members of one's own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. Well, as I read that Gospel passage over the week, last week, there were two verses that struck me particularly, that really caught my eye. The first was verse 27. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetops. And the second was verse 31. Do not be afraid, you are of more value than many sparrows. Well, the context of the passage I've read follows on from where we were last week, where Jesus chose 12 of his followers, that motley crew who were named, and gave them authority to go and be part of Jesus' mission, to proclaim the good news of the kingdom, to heal the sick and the suffering. And this called to the disciples to move from being hearers of Jesus' teaching and witnesses to his actions to becoming preachers and healers themselves was a turning point. It was the start of something big. It foreshadowed the work of the church that started at Pentecost and continues today. This is to what we are all called. And that is why that first verse leapt out to me. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light. And what you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetops. The scholars tell us that Matthew was writing to his community, which perhaps was in Antioch around the year 80 AD. And so Matthew is contextualizing his message. His community would have been gathering in the evenings, meeting in the evenings to study. They would have read the scriptures. They might have read some of Paul's letters. They would have shared stories that they'd heard passed down through the generations of Jesus. Stories of what the spreading church was up to around the Mediterranean. Matthew is here reminding them that Jesus' call to the first disciples applied to them as well. What they studied in the evenings was not to stay in the evenings, but was to be proclaimed in the day as they went about their lives. For us, this means taking seriously the final words in our liturgy on a Sunday. You say, go in peace to love and serve the Lord. What we hear and say in church doesn't stay in church. It needs to be part of our lives for the rest of the week. We are all participants in God's ministry every day. And then the writer of the Gospel then carries on with some sayings of Jesus that he has gathered to talk about what this mission looks like. And this is where the second verse that I picked up on comes from. Do not be afraid. You are more value than sparrows. Sparrows, little bird, very, very common in the Middle East at that time. Where we left our reading last week, the disciples had been commissioned and given power and authority. So this verse is a wonderful verse of encouragement to know that God is with us, God loves us as we follow him in our lives and our mission. But then as we read on, the verses that Matthew offers us become rather grim. There is talk about a time of division and conflict. Verses 34 to 36. Do not think that I have come to bring peace on earth. I've come not to bring peace, but a sword. For I've come to set a man against his father and a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's foes will be members of one's own household. Oh, why didn't Matthew just leave us thinking about the sparrows? And can we ignore this part of the reading, please? Well, there was a reason why Jesus said those words and why Matthew chose to record those words for his community. Fortunately, we've left out some verses between where we ended off our gospel last week and where we started this week. And in those verses, Jesus warns his disciples that the mission to which they had been called would not always be easy. He called his disciples to step out boldly in faith, to go to proclaim the good news, to tell the sick and suffering that the kingdom had come near. But he predicted that this would be very challenging for his disciples. He warns that they would even be attacked for what they believed and what they were doing. Of course, this was no news, because this is what happened to Jesus. As well as the accounts of healings, there were accounts of opposition. Jesus had been criticized for eating with tax collectors and sinners, for not following the rules about fasting. While the crowd were amazed at Jesus' actions, some people said, well, by the rule of the demons, he casts out the demons. There was a conflict between Jesus' way of the kingdom, perhaps the Pharisees' way of seeing how the world should be. And in this is the context at which Matthew is writing. Jesus is pointing to a time of unavoidable conflict between two different viewpoints. Jesus reminds the disciples that their ministry will compete with many of the social structures and beliefs that contribute to life at the time, with the economic and social structures that tolerated neglect and abuse. In the first century is a difficult place if you were poor or malnourished or an outsider. And things don't change. It was still the case in Antioch in 80 AD when Matthew was writing. It's still the case today. The ministry of Jesus, his disciples, was to see a new and genuine concern for the poorest of the poor, for the outsider, and this would be hard. And this is the upshot of the part of a passage where Jesus talks about conflict within the family, son against father, daughter against mother. And here, Matthew and Jesus are quoting from the prophet Micah. In Micah chapter 7, the prophet predicts that when God would come and work a new thing, there would be division. When God acts to rescue his people, there will be some who declare they don't need rescuing, they're comfortable with things as they are. But Matthew and Jesus' readers and listeners would have known that this was being quoted from the prophet Micah and would know what Micah says next. He says, but as for me, I will look to the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. The disciples are being told, we are being reminded that we need to stand firm, maintain our faith when opposition happens. We are called to speak the truth, even when it's not popular or welcome. We know that God will be with us at that time. So our reading today, bringing those two verses together, reminds us that the discipleship is a journey of faith that shapes our lives. It's not an occupation or a job. It's something that's tied to who we are as Christians is a challenge, but it is accompanied by great promises. As Jesus says, everyone who acknowledges me before others, I also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. So we step out. We share what we hear in the dark, in the evenings, out in the daytime. And yes, it does come back to the sparrows. We can leave ourselves with the thought of the sparrows. Proclaim the gospel comes at a cost, but do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. Amen. Please will you stand as you are able and affirm with me our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. So let us pray for the world and for the Church.
Lord of hosts, we put our trust in you. Lord Jesus, your light penetrates the secrets of our hearts. Be at the center of your church, that we may love you above everything else. And in the Anglican Communion this week, we hold before you, Lord, the Church of South India, the Diocese of Rockhampton, the Parish of Moggle Mount Crosby, Anglicare Southern Queensland Out of Home Care, the South East Region, and All Saints Anglican School, Merrimack. And also we give thanks for the work of the Church Missionary Society and all of those missionaries, particularly sent out from the Queensland and Northern New South Wales branch. Give us grace to walk in newness of life, and in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus, your love exposes both deeds of darkness and light. Drive away the fear that oppresses and demeans. We give thanks for the progress that has been made so far in the pursuit of peace in the Middle East. We ask that you put on the hearts of those who are in power and authority the need to come to a true peaceful settlement. Give courage to those in authority and to defend and uphold the good of all. And in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus, you hold everyone precious in your sight. Look with compassion on all who are marginalized and rejected. All of those in our own society and around the world. Raise up all who suffer reproach and shame for your sake, and in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus, you show great love towards all who call upon you. Keep watch over them, and particularly at this time, those on our own parish prayer list. Be with Ryan, Sharon, Reverend Shane, David, Sharon, Peter, Lauren, Rita, Don, Margaret, Peter, Maxine, Robin, Glenn, Rose, Mon, Ian, Scott, and Tim. May they know your loving arms around them. Gladden the hearts of your servants in need, and in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus, raised from the dead, you die no more. Hear us as we remember in this faith and love those who have died, and especially this week, those from our parish book of remembrance, Rose Birtwistle, Anne Elizabeth James, Lancelot Stephen Rawlinson, Solomon Mayan Elia, Lillian Harrison, Lydia Myra Fox, Tony John Barlow, William Leslie Hamilton, Audrey Marie Clarence, and Annie Josephine Jenkins. As you break the hold of death, so may we come to share your life in glory, and in your mercy, hear our prayer. Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy, welcoming sinners and inviting them to the Lord's table. Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith with a sincere and a true heart. Merciful God, our Maker and our Judge, we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, and in what we have failed to do. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. We repent and are sorry for all our sins. Father, forgive us. Strengthen us to love and obey you in newness of life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God has promised forgiveness to all who turn to him in faith, pardon you and set you free from all your sins, strengthen you in all goodness and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Would you please stand? We are the body of Christ. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Peace be with you. Just Maxine on Zoom. Peace be with you, Maxine. Let's remain standing. We sing our next hymn together. I heard the voice of Jesus say.
Thank you.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation. For your goodness we have these gifts to share. Accept and use our offerings for your glory, for the service of your kingdom. Blessed be God forever. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift it,
let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Loving God, we thank you for this world of wonder and delight. You've given it to us to care for, so all your creatures may enjoy its bounty. Lord our God, we give you thanks and praise. We thank you that when we turned away from you, you sent Jesus to live and work as one of us and bring us back to you. He showed us how to love you and set us free to love and serve one another. Lord our God, we give you thanks and praise. We thank you that on the cross, Jesus took away our sin, all that keeps us from each other and from you. He frees us from hate and fear, from all that destroys love and trust. Lord, our God, we give you thanks and praise. And so with everyone who believes in you, with all the saints and angels, we rejoice and praise you, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. And now we thank you for these gifts of bread and wine. May we who receive them, as Jesus said, share his body and his blood. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke the bread and gave it to his friends and said, Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He shared the cup with them and said, This is my blood poured out so that sins may be forgiven. Do this in remembrance of me. You've gathered us together to feed on Christ and to remember all he has done for us. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Fill us with your spirit that we may follow Jesus in all we do and say, working for justice and bringing your peace to this world that you have made. Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord. Blessing and honour and glory and power are yours forever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. We who are many are one body, for we all share in one bread. The gifts of God for the people of God. Come, let us take this holy sacrament of the body and blood of Christ in remembrance that he died for us and feed on him in our hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us in this hope that we have grasped, so we and all your children shall be free and the whole earth live to praise your name. Well, now, please will you stand as you are able as we sing our missionary hymn, There is a Redeemer.
Oh,
peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.